Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants have reached the quarter mark of the season with a 2-2 record, having won their last two, including Thursday night's win against the Redskins in our nation's capital, and doing it in convincing fashion. So what are some of the takeaways through this first quarter mark of the season? Well, as our broadcast partner Carl Banks has talked about a lot, the offense, the new offense with Ben McAdoo, a work in progress. But what the Giants are starting to get right now is continuity with the offensive line, and they're getting value out of their running game. Now, obviously, against Houston, they ran wild. Not as much against the Washington Redskins, but volume running is a key in this offense because what it does, it sets up the play-action pass. The Giants are also getting continuity with their offensive line, starting the same five for the last four games. And you can see it right in front of your very eyes. They're working together as a group, and they're getting better and better. So that only leads to better production in the run game, and more importantly, better protection for the quarterback, which allows Eli to feel more comfortable and let routes develop downfield and not feeling as rushed. Victor Cruz has stepped it up with back-to-back 100-yard receiving games, and Eli's getting everybody in the mix. Obviously, the big story is tight end Larry Donnell and his three touchdown catches on Thursday night and four for the season. Daniel Fells is helping in the red zone. Reuben Randall came alive against Washington. Preston Parker's contributing. All positive signs for the Giants as they get ready to take on Atlanta next week. The other thing on the defensive side of the ball, they're getting after the quarterback, and they're creating turnovers with hustle and extra effort. That was never more evident than at the end of the first half when McClain stood up, the tight end, Paulson, and McBride came in and ripped the ball out. That was a defining point in the football game. Hustle leads to victories. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us, everybody.